Our story is about a girl named Iris. Iris is very sensitive. So much that she is always in tears. She cries when she's sad, when she's happy, and even tears up when things just get to her. She has special lacrimal glands to make new tears, and special tubes called lacrimal puncta to drain old ones away. And she cries so much that she goes through 10 ounces of tears per day, 30 gallons a year. In fact, if you look closely, you'll see that she's crying a little bit all the time. The basal tears that Iris constantly produces form a thin coating of three layers that cover her and keep dirt and debris away. Right next to Iris is the mucus layer, which keeps the whole thing fastened to her. On top of it is the aqueous layer, which keeps Iris hydrated, repels invasive bacteria, and protects her skin, or cornea, from damage. And finally, there is the lipid layer, an oily outer film that keeps the surface smooth for Iris to see through and prevents the other layers from evaporating. Normally, Iris goes about her day without really noticing the basal tears doing their thing. That's kind of their whole point. But one day, she meets a girl named Onion. Iris is immediately smitten. Onion looks gorgeous in her bright purple jacket, and she smells terrific. So Iris invites Onion to her house for dinner. But when she comes in and takes off her jacket, something terrible happens. You see, when Onion's jacket is removed, a chemical reaction happens, converting the sulfoxides that made her smell so great into sulfenic acid, which then becomes a nasty substance with a long name. Sinpropanethiol S oxide.